When I say in studio here with Josh Cutler and his interns, this looks like his whole backup singing group. How many folks do we have in here? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 interns, 2 assistants, and Josh, please step up to the microphone sure. And say hello. State Rep Josh Cutler of Duxbury.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be here. Thanks, Christine.
Oh, it's delightful to see you. Now, of course, this has come full circle because, as I've mentioned many times on the air here, back in the day when you were a student, a very hardworking student, by the way, at Skidmore College, you had an internship here at WATD, and wasn't it the best experience of your young life?
It was, and that's why I keep coming back.
Okay, that's terrific. Now, you have some of your interns. Tell me about this program that you've been doing with them. Just step up to the mic a little bit.
We've been doing a program with a number of high school interns in my district, a sort of 2-week legislative academy to let them learn more about, you know, the lawmaking process, and we've had them up at the State House last week, and this week we've been taking a number of field trips around the district. We went to the Edward Kennedy Institute yesterday. Tomorrow we're scheduled to go to the House of Correction. So we're learning about civics and all its, you know, many facets, and of course we wanted to come here to our local radio station, WATD, and learn more about how you guys do such a great job covering the news.
Oh, we appreciate that. And I'm just going to go around the room now very quickly. I want you to say your name, and of course you're all from Duxbury, so I just make that assumption. Just say your names.
And Pembroke,
okay. Just say your name and anything else you want to add here. Let's start right here with this young man. And your name is?
I'm Jack Rubin.
Okay.
I'm, of course, from Duxbury, and I just like to add, I think this internship has been a great opportunity. It's definitely been a great learning opportunity for me, especially considering I want to hopefully go into politics. But it's been.
I saw you kissing a baby out in the hall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Perfect job for you.
Yeah, but I mean, it's really been great. And I mean, Josh has done a great job exposing us to the many parts of kind of being in government.
That's terrific. Now, the young man next to you, who are you?
Yeah, hello, I'm Henry Perda. This internship has been great for me because I'm starting to understand the process of how a bill becomes a law.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, most citizens don't usually get that insight.
Not
so
at all.
It's been really interesting.
You thinking about running for office?
Not necessarily.
Running from office, maybe?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah, I'm not into, like, campaigning and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So maybe a staff for
okay.
Jack.
Now, the young lady behind you, let her step up to the microphone here.
Hi, my name is Audrey, and I also wanted to say that this was a really valuable experience. It was great exposure to politics, and I think it's really important to get, again, exposure and advice from people who have a lot of this experience. So it's been really informative, and I've really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, you young man with the great T-shirt here, what does it say? Okay. I'm done peopling. Is that some secret message?
No. Just
because I don't get the secret here. Okay, and who are you?
My name's Matt. I'm actually a college student. So even though the high school students have been doing 2 weeks, I've been doing the summer. And I'm actually a poli-sci major at Suffolk University, which I go to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. I've actually really enjoyed the internship so far because there's only so much you learn when you are taught in a classroom and you read in the book or everything. But when you get to see, like, firsthand experience and, like, what it takes to, you know, pass a law, it's, you know, when you go to, like, a committee hearing, stuff like
mm-hmm.
that, it's interesting to see that in person, and that's what I'm really grateful to have experienced.
That's terrific. And I hear the young lady next to you in the beautiful green jacket.
Hi, I'm Ella. I'm a high school student. I think this internship has been just so cool. It's been really awesome to have a front row seat to everything that's going on in the State House, seeing what bills are currently in process and getting to sit in on hearings and briefings, discussing those bills. It's just been really awesome. I just feel so much more informed, not only about the process, but just about what people are currently discussing.
Absolutely. And this, again, this will be the highlight of your life this summer.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
And the young lady next to you right here.
Hi, I'm Danielle. I'm a college student from Duxbury. And I think this internship has been really interesting for me because I think I kind of took it on a whim, but I think something that I kind of realized was that, like, politics and government will always influence my life in whatever career I go into. So I think it's really been helpful to kind of see how the process works and to kind of get a better understanding of how, like, everyday citizens can influence what happens in government.
That's terrific. Josh, you got a smart group of kids here.
I was just gonna say, I
like,
I.
tell them what to say.
One of these people runs against you, you might be in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
Very
yeah,
much so. And of course, hey, can we say hello to your two legislative aides, please, ladies, just pop up. These are the people that run the office and pretty much run Josh's life. So just a quick hello, please, because you guys don't get enough credit. I know the work that goes on in that office.
Yeah, I'm Susan, and I'm Josh's legislative aide, and I do a lot of constituent issues with him.
Nice.
And I'm Christina. I'm his administrative aide.
Very nice. And, of course, I always remind people, you know, this is not some position like the Great and Powerful Oz that's hidden away in the State House. You always have office hours. And remember, their main job is to serve constituents. They're not only passing legislation. They're here to help people in the district. And all the state reps and state senators that we talk to always emphasize that. If you've got a problem and your state rep can help you or your state senator, call them. Go to the office hours or call the office. Josh, what's the best number to call you?
617-722-2013.
Absolutely. And anything else you want to add today for this lovely young crew that was down here?
No, I'm very impressed after hearing their quick remarks and grateful to have such talented students helping us and throughout our district. And enjoy, looking forward to the rest of the summer.
Well, it was great to have you here again, State Rep Josh Cutler.
Thank
with his
you.
Whole crew here, and I really do have faith now in the next generation
yes.
of America now that you've been here. Hey, thanks for coming in today. I love seeing you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.